It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in Revelation, and that's Revelation chapter 12. We're going to begin reading with verse 7 and read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles if you possibly can and follow along. I'd love for you to study the book with us today. Revelation chapter 12, beginning with verse 7. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and that would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And that's parkviewbiblechurch.org. You'd like to send us an email, it's just parkviewbible@gmail.com. I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Revelation chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 7. And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and a half time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let's begin with prayer. What a wonderful reading today. Father, I just ask that you'll guide and lead us today. What a wonderful scripture that we have. And please, oh, to know that there's going to be victory. There's going to be a time that there will be victory. It's wonderful, Father, to know. And I love your precious word. And you give us so much knowledge and learning through your word. And then we have the Holy Spirit to take the knowledge that we gain and apply it and make it into wisdom, that we may just be powerful for you and share your precious word and bring so many to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for salvation, that they may be saved. We're looking at the redemption of Israel. We're looking at the redemption of the earth. But we can possess salvation. We can possess redemption right now, Father, because of what your Son Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Please that we come to that cross. We're going to look at many verses today and talk about the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and how it has such tremendous saving power. So please, please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us and show us your way and will, that we may live for you and serve you. I ask today if those that are listening, if they don't know you as their Savior, they've never asked you to come into their hearts to save them, they not personally know you, please today, that that invitation comes, and they ask you, they just say, please, Lord, come into my heart and save me. Dear Jesus, please save me. He will. All you need to do is believe that He is your Savior, truly in your heart, and you'll be saved. So please, Father, just that's the desire today, that all that are listening will be saved, and those that are saved will learn and grow. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a beautiful text of Scripture here. We find that in Jude, he calls him the archangel, this Michael, the archangel. And so there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. We have several verses of Scripture that confirm that concerning the battle that's coming. We have Daniel chapter 10, verses 13 through 21. We have Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. We have Jude 9. We have Revelation 12, 7. And we have 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. And let's go to that verse. The rest of them I just ask that you will take time to look up and to enjoy. But it's Jude 9, it's Revelation 12, 7, Daniel 10, 13 through 21, and 12, 1. And then we're going to look up here at 1 Thessalonians. It's not far from where we're studying here. And so, again, this seventh verse that we're studying in Revelation, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And again, the archangel. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. This is believed to be the archangel Michael. Now, as we look at this, these verses of Scripture, it is wonderful to study them. And it seems that Michael is leading angel, having to do with the Jewish people, and kind of a guardian angel over God's elect. You know, people claim that they have a guardian angel. Well, they may, but it is not theirs personally, because, you see, God is the one that sends His angels to help whenever we need help, to guide and direct us whenever the angels can do so. It's not of our beckoning call. It's God's call, not our call, as far as them coming. Let's look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, and that was one of the other Scripture verses we had above that we looked at there or talked about. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since before was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So you see, it has the appearance anyway that he is responsible for the nation of Israel, for God's elect. Michael and his angels fought, the Scripture tells us here, in the middle of verse 7. They fought on the side of God's elect, Israel. This war that rages on the earth stands for man as they fight. But it is just but a reflection of the opposing powers, the spiritual powers and the fight that goes on in the lower heavens. Angels, good angels led by God, and bad angels led by Satan or the devil, are daily playing their parts in the world, whether it's the affairs of the world, whether it's the political or religious. It's right here, right now, and they are at battle, and you need to know that. There's a war going on. In the end times, it will come to a full force, all-out war and battle. It is a Bible fact that the atmospheric heavens just above us is the kingdom of Satan. When sin was born in the heart of Lucifer, he was cast out of heaven and his angels that followed him. You know, Paul makes us a promise or tells us that we as believers sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, the devil and his angels were cast out of heaven. Now, positionally, we are dead and our lives are hid with Christ in God. Now, I want you to see some verses of Scripture here. It's going to take a little bit of time, but it's sure worth it. Scripture confirms Scripture. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, I want you to go to that verse of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and it tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Now, let's just turn one page in my Bible. I'm sure it's probably the same with you. Chapter 2, verse 6. "He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What beautiful promises we have there. Now, as we look at this being positionally in place, we're going to look at Colossians. So you have Ephesians, Philippians, and then you're going to find Colossians. I hope you hear my page is turning, and I don't pre-write this. I open the Word, and I chase these verses down. It's always been a complaint, one of the few complaints we've had about the radio programs, and that is that I move too fast when I go from one verse to the other. It doesn't give folks time to find it. And so please, Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4, and I hope that was enough time for you to follow along. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." What a promise. What a promise. So you see, positionally, we are members of his body now. And he sits at the right hand of God. So we sit with Jesus in heavenly places in the third heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Positionally, that's where we are found. There are others in the heavenlies. If you want to go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, and it said, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." So it makes some reference to others. And there is a battle raging now against the wicked spirits in heavenly places. And if we go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Here in Revelation chapter 12, we find that the time has come. The time has come when Satan is evicted from the heavens for good, never to re-enter. The devil knows this, and that's the reason he's going all out today. Let's read verse 7 on into verse 8. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. What a promise. They were cast out. The time has come. And again, never to re-enter. The title, The Prince and Power of the Air That He Holds, will be lost with him forever. Michael and his angels defeat the dragon and his angels. The dragon and his angels are cast out of heaven. It's very clear. Their place found any more, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Now on to verse 9. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. His angels were cast out with him. When this happened, that old serpent, there was a loud voice from heaven, and that loud voice said, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. Now is come salvation. Let's just think on this a little bit. Let's learn a little bit about Satan. Satan spends every moment of every day and every moment of every night accusing God's children before God's face. Now that is just hard to realize, hard to recognize, but that is exactly the way it's done. You read Job. You read Job chapter 1. I would love for you to read that. We have studied every verse of the book of Job, and that was a blessing to study. And so I hope that you do that. But read just chapter 1 of Job if you would. But his days of this accusing, this days that he operates, they are becoming numbered. And one day, all these slanderous accusations that he makes against God's children will come to an end. One day they're going to stop. Here in chapter 12, we have the account of the beginning of the greatest battle ever fought in the atmosphere above us. Michael and his angels fought against the devil and his angels. But praise God, Satan will be defeated. He will be cast down and finally placed in the eternal prison of the damned. Since the day Lucifer was cast out of heaven, call that the day of disobedience. At that moment, became the devil. And he has been the enemy and at war with Jehovah God and with God's people ever since. The heavens and the earth must be cleared or cleaned up of all evil, of all sin, of the curse. Look with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. It needs to be cleaned up. Not just people, but everything. The whole creation groaneth and is pain, and is in pain. All creation suffers because of sin. How will it be cleaned up? How will it be purified? Well, let's look back again into Colossians. We've got so many beautiful, good verses of Scripture here. Philippians, Colossians, there we go. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven, by the blood of his cross. It's the precious shed blood of Jesus that does the purifying. The blood of Jesus is the answer. Without the blood, there is no remission, there is no redemption. All is done by the pure, sinless blood of the Lamb. That's how you can be redeemed. You want to be saved? You come to Jesus and trust in that precious shed blood that he shed on Calvary for you. Please, please, I just beg you to come to Jesus and trust in him. I don't ask you to come to this church. I don't ask you to do any such thing. I ask you to trust in Jesus as your Savior. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus. The old devil's convinced so many people to stop and no longer have and possess that personal relationship. Please, please trust in Jesus today. Look to him today. You must trust him. Believe. It's all you have to do. Believe in your heart. He'll call you. You just need to respond. Please come to Jesus. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. If you've studied the book of Hebrews and you thought, boy, that's a tough book, you need to go back and study the book of Leviticus. But you really need to start back in Genesis. Go Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Study all five books of Moses. And once you have done that, then you will have an understanding of creation, of the fall, of God's redemption, and then everything he put into place with the law and the tabernacle. And you'll find all about this chapter, this book of Hebrews, just makes all kinds of sense when you've studied Leviticus. They're kind of the sister books, one in the Old Testament, one in the New. But if you don't know about the book of Exodus and Leviticus, this book of Hebrews is really confusing to you. So please go back and study the Old Testament first. Those that say we don't need the Old Testament, they are deceiving you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. No remission, no redemption. Again, all is done by the pure, sinless blood of the Lamb. Now, let's look a little bit about the character of the devil. That great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Let's look a little bit here. We have the first is the great dragon. That kind of shows his power and his cruelty. Now, if we look next here in verse 9, we have the old serpent. That old serpent, we are reminded of the first serpent that deceived Eve, if you'll remember how successful he was. So he has remained in name here. The devil, now that's his personal name. And Satan, that's the person itself. And so we've kind of broken that down now, and they've come with all these names. And it says, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out of the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. As we continue to look at these scripture verses, just follow with me, because what we have looked at and enjoyed in the past kind of all comes together from verse 11 down through 17. So just listen carefully. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We've discussed that. By the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They were willing to sacrifice and to give everything. Therefore rejoice ye in heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Remember, he's cast down to the earth. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Now again, this is kind of a section of review, and it's very good for us, because who is the woman? The woman is the nation of Israel. Who is the child? The child is the Lord Jesus Christ. He had the one that could destroy sin. He had to destroy. Of course, he couldn't, but he set out to do that. And to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly unto the wilderness, and to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Do you remember we have looked at scripture verses where God takes the nation of Israel and protects her, puts her in a place of safety? And that's exactly what that's talking about here. And what is the time schedule? A time and times and a half, 3.5 years. 3.5 years, right there. God protects them. And now in verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. As God prepares and gives these Jews, the Israelites, safety, his own safety, the serpent sets out to wipe them out. But the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? You know, God can just open the earth right up, and all those waters that the serpent had flooded to this nation of Israel to destroy them, it just was engulfed in this great ravine that God opened up, this great canyon that he opened up and took care of it. This made the dragon very furious. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You see, the battle, we're looking at the last 3.5 years of that, and the battle of Armageddon. We're looking at all kinds of things that are coming. But do you understand why that we have such trouble here? Why that the truth just doesn't seem like it's ever proclaimed, and people are deceived and they're led astray? It's because that old devil's working so hard to accomplish that. He is working so hard to do that. But my dear friend, he is not going to have the victory. He's not going to win. Please, that you come to Jesus as your Savior, and you won't have to face any of this. But if you do, Jesus is going to be the victor. So please, be on his side. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?